Hi guys. I just wanted to oh my gosh, my phone. I just wanted to say hi. This is my first ever podcast episode. I'm super excited. I've never done something like this before. It's definitely something that's been on my heart for a while, but something I never really have put the time and effort in to pursue. Yeah, my name is Kristen Cruz. I'm assuming most of my family and friends are probably going to be the people listening to this, but anyone and everyone is welcome here. Some things about me. I'm 23 years old. I'm a registered nurse. I just graduated nursing school in May, and I'm super excited to just jumpstart my career. I have a lot of different interests and a lot of different things that I want to discuss on this podcast. Some of them just being my faith in Jesus. I grew up Christian, and I really solidified my faith around 17, 18 years old after just having a very hard home life. So I came to Christ, came to know him. So that's a really big passion of mine and something I'm definitely going to be talking about a lot on this podcast. Some things that I really enjoy doing. I'm a writer, but not like as much as I should probably. But I do write poetry here and there, and I just like being able to journal and talk about my feelings and put my feelings into words and articulate them. I'm also just really passionate about nature. I've always just felt super connected to it, and when I go outside, I just feel like everything's gonna be okay. Like, I look up at the stars and the grass, and I'm just reminded of God's creation, and it really is kind of produces, like, a certain level of mindfulness within me that, you know, though I may be struggling with things, that I'm able to just look up at the sky and know that I'm gonna be alright, and that in the scheme of things, that this will pass. So yeah, it's basically some of my passions and my interests. Besides that, really just try to spend a lot of my time, just like I said, outside. But I also am really trying to get more into like working out and like fitness and just overall taking care of my health. I started just like going for walks and stuff, and I've been trying to like get back into the gym. So that's just like some other stuff. So why I'm here. My why behind this podcast is I always wanted to make a difference in people's lives, and I know a lot of different people say that. But I feel like my talent comes in language and in being able to do things like podcasts and books, because like I said, I'm a writer. And I believe I'm pretty good at articulating how I feel, and I definitely want to be able to have people learn from the journey that I've been on, and just get something out of it. Especially when it comes to topics like mental health. Like, I've definitely struggled a lot with my mental health throughout my life, and I know that mental health is something that a lot of people are starting to talk about a lot more now, but specifically, like, I've struggled with OCD, and I feel like there's not a lot of voices for OCD out there, and if there is, there's a lot of misconceptions out there about OCD, and especially in the Christian community, there's really not that many people talking about it, besides, like, Mark de Jesus, and he's helped me a lot. But yeah, that's another just really huge passion of mine, is just vulnerability and talking about mental health struggles, and especially in the Christian community, because I feel like there's a lot of shame and a lot of guilt put on Christians for struggling with mental health. So I just want to put it out there that you're not alone. And I think honestly part of this podcast is definitely going to be very healing for me, just being able to reflect on certain things that I've been through and in my life, and being able to just say that I got past these things, and then being able to share what I've learned. It's kind of reframing a lot of things I've been through into just something more positive, and I think that would be really healing for me. Another reason is just that, like I mentioned my faith earlier, I want to bring glory to Jesus, you know? This may be something that I'm talented in, and I want to use my gifts to share Jesus with you guys and to just share my testimony. I feel like I know what it's like just because I grew up in the church with a lot of different people having testimonies and stuff like that, and just talking about how they never really strayed from the faith and stuff like that. I know it's not most people's stories, but for me, I feel like it was a little disheartening just finding out that, like, some people didn't struggle as much as I did. And obviously that's beautiful, because just to be kept by the Lord like that and just to be raised in the faith and just keep going with it, you know, that's beautiful. But at the same time, for people who had a more difficult journey or a different type of journey, I just want people to know that Christians do struggle with things and that it's okay. That it's okay not to be perfect. But yeah, I also just want to discuss healing and everything that comes with healing. You know, healing's not linear. I know that you guys probably hear that a lot, but it's truthfully, it's not. And I'd like to just destigmatize healing and what healing really looks like. Because I think for so long in my life, I just expected instantaneous healing, and I wanted it so bad, but that's just not realistic. And I believe also the Lord takes us on a journey when it comes to healing. It's not like a one and done kind of thing, like you go up for deliverance on the altar and that's it, you're completely healed. You know, I think that it's a much more complicated process than that, and a lot of things are very deep rooted within us. Yeah, I want to talk about some of the things I've struggled with and overcame. Like I mentioned, some mental health struggles and just insecurities and things I've been through, so that, you know, hopefully you guys can get something out of my journey. And I also want to talk about some of the strengths that I have and how God has used them. But yeah, so this is kind of just a little overview of why am I doing this? Why am I here talking to you guys? And I really just want to bring glory to the Lord. And I definitely prayed a lot about it, because, you know, I never want to just bring glory to myself. I want to bring glory to Jesus. And, yeah. So I also just kind of want to map out, what's my podcast going to look like? What am I going to talk about? I mean, I kind of mentioned some things that I'm interested in. When will I be releasing episodes and whatnot? So, definitely, like I mentioned, definitely gonna be talking about my mental health and my journey and what that's looked like for me. Talking about my battles with OCD and anxiety, and I even struggled with maladaptive daydreaming, and I had a lot of intense childhood trauma. So those are things I'm definitely gonna discuss and try to be as vulnerable as possible, while also just keeping my own privacy at the same time. Also, just want to talk about some more lighthearted topics, just being a Christian in my 20s and what that looks like, and what being set apart really looks like, and not going out and partying and drinking every single night, and I don't think everybody parties and drinks every single night, but every weekend, you know, and what that looks like, and, you know, not being included by others because you're a Christian and because you're not going out and partying, you know. So what being set apart really looks like as a Christian in your 20s, and how hard it is, and the struggles that we face, even just with social media as well, all the temptations that are out there, and how difficult it is to be a young Christian, but also how blessed we are just to know Christ at our own age, at a young age. I also definitely want to interview other people and just get their own perspective. Definitely want to bring my boyfriend on here, and my brother, and some of my friends. Just talk about maybe even different sects of Christianity, different religions. Talk about some of the battles that people in my life have faced and how they overcame them. Because I definitely think that it's important to get other people's perspectives, and just to kind of talk back and forth with people and kind of pick their brains and, yeah, see what we can learn from each other. I'm definitely going to be thinking about probably having a set date, but I'm definitely going to aim for once a week that I'm going to probably do this podcast. I'm not sure 100% what day that would be because my schedule is definitely going to be changing a lot because I'm also starting a new job as a nurse in September. So we'll see what my schedule looks like, and it's definitely always changing. So as I just mentioned, nursing is another thing that I'm very passionate about. And I'm definitely going to talk about my career in nursing, some of the struggles I had in nursing school, things, strategies that helped me. The blessings that have come from that, just the whole journey through school. And then just, you know, regular girl stuff, like talking about makeup and my life and just fashion and relationships with other people, romantic relationships, all that. Just talking about, you know, what's important to me and all the things that go on in our lives. And obviously, like, I always want to be original. I don't want to copy anybody else, but I do want to give a shout out to some podcasts that have really helped me. Mark De Jesus, The Healing and Freedom Journey. He has the OCD Healing Journey book, which is amazing, which has helped me so much throughout my whole process. He's a Christian as well, but I think even if you're not Christian, that he can offer a lot of really good advice. And just a lot of things that he's learned from his own experience. Also with the Perrys as well, Jackie Hill Perry and Preston Perry, they're a married couple who talk about their lives and talk about different struggles that we have as Christians. They actually had a whole podcast tour, which was really cool to see. They both came from just a lot of trauma and a lot of things going on in their lives, but Jesus saved them and brought them out of that. And Jackie's also an author and a poet as well, so of course I look up to her because I'm really into writing. Definitely check them out. Just Different Podcast was also very good, and Girls Gone Bible also really, really good. I like that they bring on guests a lot and stuff, and that they're girls in LA and in a time like this. And I also like listen to the Overly Obsessed podcast, where she kind of talks about her struggles with relationship OCD. And yeah, so those are kind of some influences that some podcasts that have really influenced my life. But yeah, that's pretty much what I'm gonna cover. I'm really excited. I was really nervous just starting this up. It's like I said, I've been putting it off for a while. I think sometimes I feel like I have that perfectionistic attitude that I have to have everything together in order to do certain things. And that's just never going to happen. We're never going to be perfect. So I wanted to just take a jump and take a leap of faith and just see where God meets me and what he does within this little podcast that I'm starting. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Definitely going to try to put this out on Spotify and maybe some other platforms. But yeah, thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a blessed day, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.